This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.
Hey guys, awesome episode today. We talk about the You Up text and a rumor about a threesome getting out of control. Check it out, share it with friends, enjoy. To the J Train podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every week. Let me say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling friends about the podcast. I get Snapchats every day. You guys telling me that you passed the word along, and just thank you. And let me encourage you to keep doing that. That's how we keep growing. That's how we keep getting better and better and going longer and longer. So keep telling your friends, your coworkers, your moms, your dads, your brothers, your sisters, your sorority brothers, your fraternity sisters, and maybe your new pledge class. Make them listen during, you know, when they're cleaning the house, and get them subscribed. That helps us. It really feathers my nuts when you subscribe and rate and comment on iTunes. That helps us out a lot. That gets the word out. And it's fucking cool to see it getting bigger and bigger because it's because of you guys, the listeners. So thank you. And let me encourage you at the same time to keep doing what you're doing. Also, I'm on Snapchat, JTrain56. It's very cool when you guys send me where you're listening from. We have such a wide range of listeners. There's, you know, I'll see a guy, he's in a cop car, and then the next snap will be someone on the range, like a farm or some shit. And I'm sitting hungover in my New York City apartment being like, there's a world out there. And you guys are bringing it to me. So that's very cool. So you can find me on Snapchat, JTrain56. I'm very excited about today's guest, a friend of mine, super funny comic, Alyssa Wolf. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me.
It's taken too long, so let me apologize right off the bat.
Because my invite got lost in the mail.
Yeah. Listen, the mail system in this country is just no good. This is why we got to get smaller government. What if I just went real political right off the bat? But thank you, guys. All of you got to get on board with Alyssa Wolf on Twitter, at Alyssa Wolf with two Fs on Twitter. Super funny, super great comic. Go follow her, support her, get involved. Get that rookie card. We always talk about, like, when we bring someone new on, It's like, you know, you heard them first where?
Oh, all right.
On this podcast. So maybe someone's getting introduced to you.
Okay, yeah.
And we're doing that.
Get my rookie card.
Yeah, no, somebody, there's a Twitter account, JTrain Rook.
I know, they followed me right before I got here.
Really? That's a little weird.
Yeah.
What's this? And then it's just one tweet of a rookie card of me.
It was like a million pictures of my face. It was real.
Oh, perfect.
No, it wasn't.
It's like, whoa, what are all these love letters he's sending me?
I'm like, hello.
So get involved with Alyssa Wolf. A couple of things. We're taping ahead the next couple of days. I'm going to China.
Unbelievable.
Is anybody listening in China? If you're in China, I just want to keep saying China.
Yeah.
I feel like Trump right now.
No, I like how you say it. It's very Trump-like.
Is it China?
Yeah, that's it.
China.
He says it. I don't know. I'm ready for the election to be over because, like, but I just lovable Trump.
I mean, we're gonna lose a lot of material.
This is the thing. It's getting annoying because What happens with comedy is like, right? This happened last election. Right around the election, everyone starts thinking, oh, my tweet about Trump did pretty well.
Right.
I saw Michael Moore. Michael Moore got up and did stand up here. It was as a comic, hilarious to watch because you're watching Michael Moore bomb.
Right.
Like, and I, you know, when watching someone bomb is the best thing.
Yeah, it's fun.
To watch. And just to watch him get up and be like, It's called when you go up on stage and you do badly enough where someone leaves the room.
Oh yeah.
It's called walking someone. Michael Moore walks someone in the first 40 seconds. He literally said, "I'm Michael Moore." Some guy cheers him. He goes, "Ah," and they started talking. Then the guy goes, "Get up, we're leaving." To his whole family. And I'm sitting there like, "Ah!" Why is that guy laughing? So I
feel like the political jokes at this point, like at this stage in the election, it's all just stuff that like comes up when you're visiting your parents and one of your parents are like, "Oh, you should do that on stage."
Yeah, yes.
And you're like, "No, I'm not going to like read a headline on stage, but thanks, Mom."
Yeah. Like, and also like the vitriol is so high right now that just saying the name ends up being the punchline.
Right.
You know, like it doesn't even, and it's like, "Fuck that dude." Wah! You know, big applause and like, everything.
Bring back Bernie.
Yeah. Do the Bernie again. Like, now the Bernie. It's funny because also, like, after the election ends, like, you can see people holding on to these jokes as long as they can. So you see someone doing a Bernie thing now and you're like, it's slipping, man. It's almost gone.
Right. You start to be like, I wonder what Bernie would wear for Halloween.
Yeah.
You know, that's people start.
Yeah.
How would Bernie go trick-or-treating? Well, let me show you.
Oh, my God.
So, with that being said, I'm going to China, and if anyone's out there, I'm going to be there the 5th through the 11th. Someone tweeted at me or Snapchatted me today. They're like,
Chinese?
In Chinese. Mm-hmm. I've spoken Chinese this whole time.
Literally, in the 10 minutes we've been talking, I've become obsessed with you learning Chinese before you go.
Me?
I just think that you have to learn.
Like a sentence.
Yes.
That I could look fluent
like
in.
A go-to J-Train phrase.
Yeah. This dick ain't sucking itself.
Yeah.
In Chinese. That'd be great.
Please come back knowing how to say that.
Well, it's always funny to see someone, we were talking about it before this, see someone not of the race speak the language.
Yes.
You know, like if I saw a black guy speak in Hebrew, I'd be like, I need to watch you the rest of the day.
It's like a dog walking on his hind legs. You're like, I'm into this.
Yeah, I want to say, like white guys speak in Chinese. You're like, just keep going.
You're like, go on. I don't know. And I don't even know if it's real.
Yeah.
Like we had a friend in college, who was a very white guy who spoke fluent Chinese. And every time we ordered Chinese,
see, now,
he would get on the phone and order for us. And we'd all be like, oh, so cool.
Well, that's the thing now. I feel like if I were fluent in Chinese, it would just sound like I'm being racist.
Yes,
it would. I'm just imitating noises that Chinese people would make. I would do it now, but it would be racist. Like, if I just all of a sudden I was like, and you'd be like,
stop it.
It's not a real word, you're fucking up. Okay? You know? So I'm going to be in China. The craziest thing happened before we get started. We're going to get to the emails. If you have an email, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. The emails are fantastic this week. We have a lot of lady listeners writing in. I guess it's that time of year.
Yeah.
Girls are wondering, is this summertime fling?
Oh, yeah.
Going to become my Thanksgiving bring home to parents?
Because we want to gain some weight.
Yes.
You know, we want to relax into it.
Yeah. You want to get into that fall look.
Yeah.
And you can't do
elastic
it.
Elastic waistband.
Yes. I'm going to come out with a whole J-Train wardrobe. And it's all based on elastic waistband.
Oh,
so my buddy, I get an email from my buddy from college. And it's a forwarded email that he had received from a guy I haven't seen in years. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the email says to my buddy, it says, "I've been living in Shanghai for 2 years now. And I'm walking down the street. And I saw Jared Fried's face on a poster." Can you imagine if you're in China and then all of a sudden you see this douchebag? You're like, what the fuck is that? I would think that I died. Like, I'd be like, oh, this is a dream. Like, what am I?
Definitely a dream sequence type of situation.
It reminded me that, like, you ever see that Simpsons episode where, like, Homer, his face is, like, used in China? As the face of a company and he didn't know it the whole time? That's what I would think it would be like. So, I'm coming. So if you guys go, I'll be posting some pictures of me in the middle of my dream picture for Instagram. I know this is going to sound ridiculous. I want to get a picture of me surrounded by like 100 Asian kids.
Why kids?
I don't know. I just think it'd be funny if you just saw me popped up in the middle.
Yep.
Like,
go to a Chinese school. You can make this dream a reality.
I can make it here. I don't have to go to China. I don't have to do an 18-hour flight to get this Instagram picture.
No, I think she meant in China.
Yeah.
But
you could also just
go to Chinatown.
Go to Chinatown and make that happen. So I'll be doing that on Instagram. I'm at Jared Fried on Instagram.
That's oddly like not the most Chinese moment in China.
No, the most Chinese moment in China is when I go, you don't know what duck sauce is? the look on the guy's face at the restaurant when I'm like, you got some extra duck sauce and hot sauce, you know, and hot sauce, and they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? My whole childhood will be ruined knowing that duck sauce wasn't even an Asian thing. It was an American thing that we made up. So if you guys got an email here with Alyssa Wolf, at Alyssa Wolf on Twitter, two F's. At Alyssa Wolf on Twitter, go follow her, support her. We're going to get into the emails, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Let's get into it. We got some great emails going through boyfriend's phone.
Okay.
Hey, Jared. So I've been with my boyfriend for about 2 years. Oh, it's a female email. Chick email. Been with my boyfriend 2 years and we're both good looking people.
Chill. First of all, chill out.
Why?
I don't believe that you're good looking. No.
Doth they say it. If you say, I've never gone around been like, well, I'm with my girlfriend. We're both good looking. just so you know what we're dealing with. So you know, this is a high pressure situation. If you're ugly, who the fuck cares?
You're raising the stakes. I get that.
Yeah, this is raising the stakes, letting you know, listen, this is good looking people. This is a real issue.
Right.
It's not like they're ugly.
We wouldn't want to hear about you if you're ugly.
No. I don't even... please.
Right.
Enough. I saw a girl... Hot people get fucking so much leeway, you know, in conversation. I was just in Hilton Head. So I was in Hilton Head Thursday and Friday. Fun shows. This guy, Bill Gladwell, great guy. And the first night, first of all, the first night... You know the ceiling tiles? There were, I think it's someone told me it's called a drop ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, there's ceiling tiles that you could, like, push up on if you ever got on a ladder. So they have those ceiling tiles above us, and all of a sudden you just heard, kept hearing in the ceiling, like, little critters.
Is it a little raccoon running around?
So it was all of a sudden, so I would go on stage, I'm telling jokes, I'd go, there was 11 people there, and I would tell a joke, they would just go, huh? And then all of a sudden, the whole audience would just look up at the ceiling. Like a half hour in, I was like, okay, I think there's something in there. I know I can hear it too. And then I went outside, two raccoons. Two raccoons. And they were huge.
Gross.
Yeah. And all I kept thinking about, I wish they had fallen through the ceiling. Yes. It would have been like the best story ever.
That would have been amazing.
Amazing. So one of the shows, the second night... One girl, it's like four hot chicks and they're coming in for their birthday and they were a fun show. The girl I just was outside of the place, just like on my phone. And she looked at the guy who was like working at the restaurant. He goes, they're like having a conversation. She goes, I'm just not an Atlantic Ocean person.
The entire ocean?
The whole ocean. Not into the Atlantic Ocean. How many oceans are there in the world?
I just said four.
I don't know. You could tell me anything, but just not into it. And the guy just sit there because she's hot. He was just like,
totally.
No. Me
I get
too.
That. Yeah.
I'm so into that. Like but then I put myself in his shoes. I was like, yeah, I'd let that fly.
Ugh. You guys.
So this is a girl who might not like a certain ocean.
Well, wait, let's not leave this hanging out there. Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, Indian Ocean, Southern Ocean, Arctic Ocean.
How many is that? Five?
It's five.
Arctic Ocean?
What's the Southern Ocean? That's
where's that?
That's the, it's an extension of the Pacific, Atlantic, and Indian Oceans, apparently.
She's really into that.
Yeah.
She's a big Southern Ocean girl. That would sound extra douchey if you were just like you had the one no one knew. You were just like, oh, I'm just a big Southern Ocean girl, you know.
Ugh.
So I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years. We're both good looking people, never had any trust issues. But I recently started going through his phone ever since I saw a chick text him that I didn't know. I was so pissed. We almost broke up, but he assured me it was no one, just a friend, and blah blah. Also, he saw a text from a guy on my phone last week and reacted almost the same way. I did the same way I did, but to be honest, if I was going to cheat, I would have long ago. Oh, okay. So, why would you now? I told him.
I guess he's not that good looking.
Yeah. I told him I stopped talking to all my guy friends when we started dating out of respect for him and that he didn't have to tell me that. So why would you have casual convos with bitches? Okay.
Why would any of us, really?
Yeah, I mean, he threw that same statement back at me last week. I deleted the number of the guy in convo. Fast forward to this week, and I've been sleeping over every day, and I'm looking for an opportunity for him to leave the room so I can go through his phone. First time, I didn't find anything, really. All this convos were with his buddies, and I also saw a message from a girl that he didn't reply to, which was good. So yesterday, I went through it again, and it was the same situation. So I started going through his pictures. I saw a lot of pictures of car trucks from his auto detailing business, and then a pic of some nice tits with nipples pierced. What the fuck? And a screenshot of his very close girl cousin, which was weird, and obviously pics of me and him and his buddies. I love... That's the thing. Like, this is... Looking through... You can't... the pic of his... close cousin.
That's really gross.
Like, she made it in her mind. It had to have been a sexual thing.
Right.
It couldn't just be like to his brother.
Right.
You know, it'll be like, look how fucked up cousin, you know, Sheila is, you know?
Right. Well, I feel like this is the problem. Anytime you do stuff like this is like, you know, you're asking for a spiral. I mean, you're jumping headfirst into the darkest vortex of psychological torture.
Yes.
Because obviously everything in the light of day is going to have a reasonable explanation. Everything when you're frantically searching through it, when he's in the bathroom taking a dump, like everything's going to take on
a whole, whatever meaning you want it to take on.
Of course.
She writes, I'm not an insecure person, but I'm just wondering if I should ask him about the titty pic or leave it. Also, do you think he knows I went through his phone? It feels so weird to go through his phone and being so fast and sneaky and always being on guard in case he walks in. I can't get caught. That would be awkward. Also, he's a very big dick pic guy. Before we dated, he used to send me them all the time over Snapchat. I just want to know what he's up to. Is that so wrong? Love listening to the podcast. Keep it up. Boom. It's just like you're saying, the different, you know, if he probably has a proper explanation for everything in his phone.
Sure.
Let's just say that. If you're looking through the phone, if you need to look through the phone, there's something wrong already.
Yes. Well, yeah. That initial thing where she saw the message and, you know, he had to explain it and then she deleted her old message. Like, after 2 years?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not worried...
Like, if that's what the conversation's about. It's not what else is on the phone. It's just this one specific thing that makes you feel uncomfortable.
And if you're stupid enough to be cheating on your 2-year relationship and having the person, like, just send you messages and, like, pictures to your phone, like, you want to be caught anyway.
Yeah. I would say this. Also, don't look through your significant other's phone. It's basically like taking a really good drug. You're gonna get addicted. Like, because there's nothing juicier than looking through somebody's phone.
Well, how about every single time you want to check up on your ex, and then all of a sudden you're looking at their photos from like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And you're like, what am I doing? This is so weird. And now I'm looking at their picture of their dog that died. Like, it's like, what? You've gone too far.
And just like you said, a spiral. You could fall into that shit.
Yeah.
So you can get in that rabbit hole so fucking deep.
Oh my God.
I mean, and like you, and just like you said, you're putting it in your own light. Also, the titty pic, like, let's just let go of that shit.
No, well, you know, I actually learned this recently, and I guess I do it too, but like, that could be even as stupid as like, oh, I saw this girl on Instagram, or I saw this girl from my high school, like, she's doing this shit now.
Yeah.
Screenshot, send to my, you know, my college friend group chat or whatever. Like, it's not like I was digging through the internet, like Google searching like nips that are pierced, you know, like
it's such a non-issue.
Well, but you can make it into an issue.
This is what I'm saying. That's one of those things that it's like, she's kind of right.
Right.
I saw some other girl's tits in your phone. You need some other girl's tits in your phone. And you're like,
right.
Yeah, I don't. But I also don't need to go fucking whack off to amateur porn.
Right.
You know, like, I don't. If I, you know, like, all this stuff is like, let him get out his, you know, the more you try to, like, contain those wild oats of, you know, exploration in with your imagination, the more the guy wants to act them out.
Well, and this girl's got to flip it a little bit too. Like, do you want him going through all of your back history?
No.
Every single picture you ever sent? Every single, like, no. Like, what happened before your relationship is before your relationship.
Yep.
And if some guy texts you who doesn't know you're, like, you know, taken now, whatever, like, you can either not respond, but, like, you don't want your boyfriend to be seeing that. Like, just get rid of it.
I also, there's so much, if someone went through my, I show someone pictures of my phone and I immediately get nervous. I'm like, I don't know what, because the minute you look at something, you just forget it's there.
Yes.
Like, you don't even, like, go back. Like, I think I sent a picture. It's really funny because I have, like, a video of my phone of, like, an apartment I'm moving to. So, like, it's way back in my pictures. So I have to, like,
scroll
back. And I think I sent a picture of, like, this huge jacked up dude with a big, huge penis. Like, I sent it to somebody at some point, so, like, as a joke. So now that's
I didn't think it was funny.
Yeah, the fans have hated it. So I sent that, like, it's just this big jack dude with his penis hanging out.
Right.
And it was a joke that I sent to
your mom.
To my mom. So, yeah. But now that is the tent pole that makes me realize where my video
tent
of pole. The apartment, literally. So that's where, that's like the one picture I know. I'm like, oh, I'm close to my apartment pictures.
Right.
And, but it's weird because now I have this huge penis in my phone that is actually being useful to me. But if someone saw that, they'd be like, what the fuck is this?
But that's what I feel like in these situations, you just always have to flip it and be like, do you want him, like, without your permission to just go through your shit?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't. Because also, what about the stuff that your friends are sending you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even just, like, I don't know, personal shit they're going through. Like, you don't want your boyfriend to read all their shit.
It makes me afraid. Like, I mean, also, like,
I mean, especially if he's that good looking.
I know. If you're hot, this is an even bigger issue.
Yeah, if you're hot, then
this is
wow,
huge.
The stakes are really high.
Really high. And I'll say this, too. Like, the problem with text is that there's always going to be an explanation.
Yes.
Even if he is cheating, there's always a way to play that off. So what you're doing to yourself, if you have a real problem with someone that you're like, I got to look through those phones, let's back it up and say just the need to look through someone's phone means there's an issue. That needs to be talked out.
It's just what you said before. It becomes an addiction. You can't,
yeah.
It's like, it's compulsive. Like, now you have to see, did he follow up to that text?
Yeah.
Did he delete it? What did he do with that picture? It becomes like,
does he have more titty pics? Is there
right.
a picture of a jack dude?
Can I get his browser history? Can I
are him and his cousin making out now? You know, like,
right. Not only is he cheating, but he's cheating on you with his cousin.
Yeah. That's the only thing that can happen from
right.
looking in the phone. You're like, okay, he's cheating and it's with his cousin. But the thing is, here's the other side of it. I've been in situations where I'm not being honest with someone I'm dating. Okay. So, like, I'll say it from the guy's perspective. Anytime a girl would be like, well, what's that on your phone? I would have a move. I'm
sure.
Gonna be ahead. It's like with steroids. The drug makers are always one step ahead of the drug testers. So I, as a guy, I've already thought through the explanation for shit on my phone.
If she sees it.
So
yeah.
So just know this is a battle you're not gonna win. So
right.
you might as well just talk about the issues you have that make you wanna look at the text rather than look at the text.
Right.
And I'll say, I one time, I was dating this girl, and I was completely not cheating, anything like that. And I got posted on, like, some, I think I betches posted, like, a tweet of mine, but they did it at, like, 2 a.m. on a Sunday. So I woke up, and I was with my girlfriend at the time. I woke up to her being like, yeah, and Lisa texted you. And I'm like, Lisa? And I go look at my phone, and it was like, this girl, Lisa, that I had not spoken to in year, you know,
right.
in a year, she was just like, hey, saw you on Betches, how you been?
Right.
And it's like, okay, I have no control over her texting me.
Right.
Now the girl I'm with is mad.
Right.
Now I got this other chick I have to be like, hey, I have a girl, you know, I have to, like, go into explanation of that.
Also, just responding, like, someone seeing your post online and then just writing back immediately being like, sorry, I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, then I'm like,
she was
dick.
Like, I don't care. Like, I didn't want to see you again.
Yeah, I just want to say the tweet was funny.
Yeah.
Dick. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Listen, we're sponsored this week. We're heavy on sponsors. Harry's, I've talked about it a few times. Get involved. It's great. It's one of those things. Razors. You don't want to have to think about it. Just have them sent to you, right to your door. You don't have to go crazy. And it's a great product. I use them. They're great. What do you love about shaving with Harry's? I love it. They're just good. And I like that I don't have to go to the store and talk to people. Click, set, get it at my place. Big razor companies have always made it small. Made a small change, come out with the newest version, raising their already high prices. Unlike those guys, Harry's doesn't believe in upcharging, which is why they made their razors even better, and they're keeping the prices exactly the same. Harry's five-blade razors now include soft flex hinge for a more comfortable glide, trimmer blade for hard-to-reach places, lubricating strip, textured handle for more control when it's wet. Still just $2 per blade compared to four or more you'll pay at the drugstores. Guys, that's a whole $2. That's a dollar drink night. You got two extra drinks. By owning the factory in Germany where they make the blades, Harry's can produce high-quality razors themselves and sell them online for half the price. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their popular free trial set, which comes with a razor, five-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. Get your free trial set when you subscribe. Just pay $3 for shipping. Plus, I have a special offer for my listeners. Enter code JTRAIN. Enter code JTRAIN at checkout to get a post-shave bomb for free with your order. Guys, this is a no-brainer. And I have a special offer for my listeners. Enter promo code JTRAIN at checkout to get a post-shave bomb with your order. Go to harrys.com right now. Enter code JTRAIN at checkout. Claim your free trial set and post-shave bomb. harrys.com, promo code JTRAIN. Get involved. Are we ready for more emails?
Yeah.
Alyssa Wolf, at Alyssa Wolf on Twitter. Two Fs. Go follow her. Support her. Losing a friend to the girl. Dear Abby, I'm in need of your Hebrew wisdom. My buddy's got a girlfriend for a few months now, and he has stopped hanging out with the boys. We're bros, but he's acting like a hoe now. I get it. He met Willy Wonkers and has a free ticket to that chocolate factory. Such a weird reference.
Just watching your face read that sentence was pretty perfect.
It was great.
Yeah.
I get it. He met Willy Wonkers and has a free ticket for that chocolate factory. The problem is that every time we try to party, he's busy or just plain ignores our texts and calls. When he does want to hang out, he basically tells us that same night, and sometimes we got other shit to do. I'm single, but I've been in his shoes. Although I've never let the boys hang by themselves. What's the move here, Rabbi? Should we cut some foreskin, not invite him anymore, or just let it be? Been a fan since the days you were trying to define what mansamp meant. Shout out to that dude, by the way. Keep doing you, you golden liberal boy. Fan of your podcast, too.
Really appreciate it. Thanks, man.
So, what do we think? He's got his bro that's being a hoe.
I mean, stop being such a whiny bitch.
Yeah.
Like, oh, how hard is it for you to invite this guy to come get a drink with you guys? Like, that's taking up so much of your time that you're like, you know what? Maybe we won't invite you, bro.
Yeah.
Like, shut up. Just well, and that invite thing is, him or don't invite him. Like, I really...
The relationships take time and they take an effort. And he's getting involved. Listen, he's getting into those elastic pants with somebody.
For sure. But it's like, it's not going to be like that forever.
Exactly.
The first few months of any relationship, you like block out every other possible distraction.
This is a, yes.
This is a common this cycle. Happen-
Here's the thing. It happens all the time. Happens a lot with women, where girls will get a boyfriend and then all of a sudden the boyfriend's life is theirs.
I think it's both. Yeah. You know, I think like, it just, that's what happens. You kind of crawl into each other's like weird sex cocoon and you're like, all right, like I remember friends, but it's like a distant memory.
Here's the
and then you come out of it a little bit.
And then you come out of it, then you get. Here's how you should deal with your friends. You are a bar owner, and they're just regulars.
Yeah.
Okay. When they show up, you're happy to see them. Pour them a drink. Talk about what's going on.
Yep.
How you been? How you doing? How, you know, what's going on? What are you doing every day? Like, you should be happy that they're coming back to the bar and you're just pumped to see them and they're a good customer and you're just happy. If you had a bar and one of your regulars showed up and the whole time they were at your bar, you kept asking them where they've been.
Right.
That regular is going to be like, I don't want to fucking deal with that.
Yeah, I'm never coming back.
My best friends in the world are the ones that I can just... It's like we never left each other.
Right.
It's just click, clack, click, clack. I don't have to talk about work. They don't have to talk about their work. I can make fun of them for shit we made fun of them 10 years ago for.
Right.
It's more, listen, I get where he's coming from. Where it's like you feel like your friend's like bailing. No, it's just,
in the scheme of things, it won't seem that bad. Like he'll come back. And like, to use your same analogy, like, you don't give him that much shit about it because he is going to come back, or you're going to find yourself in a similar situation,
yeah,
and be like, oh, well, I wish you guys would invite me out more. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's just like a dumb, it's annoying in the moment, but then you'll get over it.
And here's what I'm going to tell you right now. Look at your 10 friends. 5 of them won't exist.
You have 10 friends.
I did. I did. Now 5 of them are gone.
Yeah.
Because people get their own shit. People fucking go and do their own thing. It's like grandparents. You have A grandparents and B grandparents. Everyone has a set of grandparents that run it, that are better than the other, that you have a closer relationship with the other. Same thing happens with friends. When you get in a relationship, you either go with her friends or your friends. The better crew gets the couple.
Yeah.
So there's a 5 of your friends, they're going to go with the chick's crew.
Right.
Just because, and it all works out because it also works about based on timing. If this guy gets engaged to his girlfriend and then her girlfriends are all getting engaged, now they're in wedding crews together. Now they're like literally a traveling sports team.
Yep.
What's going to happen? So you got, it's all about timing. It's all about, so the best thing you can do with any friend is just say, happy to have you here. Let's get into it. Let's be like it was never any time in between.
But that's what I mean. Like, it's not a question of whether or not you're going to invite him. Keep inviting him.
Yeah.
He'll show up when he can.
Open door policy.
Yeah.
Hey, you want everyone to, you know, you want to be like Norm in Cheers.
Right. Where
you walk in, hey, right. You want that reaction, not, oh, thanks for coming, dick. You know, right. Like, that's not a fun way to walk into a party.
No, because, no.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We got more sponsors. Listen, this is a new one. Adam and Eve. AdamandEve.com.
Ooh.
Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. Whoa! Half off? When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs, plus a free mystery gift. And to top it all off, they will even throw in free shipping on your entire order. It sounds like Adam and Eve need some business.
Well, they're going to get it from the J-Train.
And they need, so here's what you do. 50% off. This is, what a time to be alive. What a time to have a boner.
Tell me more about that mystery gift.
Do you know how hard it was, like, in the 50s to get one adult DVD? And now we're just throwing them at you.
Hard because DVDs didn't exist. Yeah,
that is difficult. But I'm just saying, like, to get one porno.
Yep.
Now we're in the golden age of whacking, and you can just fucking, they're just throwing 3 free adults. Listen, this is a no-brainer too. Go to AdamandEve.com. Use the code JTrain at checkout. That's JTrain at checkout. JTRAIN. At AdamandEve.com, use code JTrain at AdamandEve.com. That's 50% off, 3 free DVDs, free mystery gift, and they're going to give free shipping. Fuck, guys, get involved with that. And here's what I'm going to tell you. If you're in a relationship where you both listen to this podcast, you guys go on together, you pick out some fun shit,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Who knows if the mystery gift is a big feather? You have no idea.
Oh, it might be.
And you know what? Maybe it's not, but you'll be feathering my nuts. By using it. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Threesome rumor.
Okay.
Last night I found out there's gossip going around that I was in a threesome with my sorority sister at a frat party last weekend. Lady. She thinks it's funny, and on some level I do too, but it's still bothering me. We don't know who started the rumor. She told me about it after other sisters approached her asking if it was true. We go to a small liberal arts school, so any kind of gossip spreads quickly, especially between chapters. A lot of people know us because besides being good friends, we are also president and vice president of Panhell.
A.K.A. good looking.
Hot as shit. Also, they're
Panhell.
Like...
Panhell. What
they're
a
also,
made up thing.
But also, they're like high level,
no, I know,
visible
I know.
People. Though,
I know about the Panhell.
Were you in a sorority?
Mm-hmm. You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
And you went to Harvard.
Yeah.
You're smart.
Where I was very good looking.
Very good looking. Very hot at Harvard.
Okay. Well, yeah, you know, the scale's in my favor.
I mean, listen. I mean, if they're not into Asians, there's only like 3 girls left.
Right. It's just me and my roommate.
Yeah. And 2 Jews. You right. know? So one of us was a dude. What sorority were you in?
Theta.
So, mm-hmm. You know, but it's funny that the Panhell stuff, it's like, Nationals is so mad at us, and you think it's like the biggest deal, and it's like, wait, who's Nationals? They're just saying that,
right? And to be fair, my Greek experience was probably pretty light compared to the average
Well, it's different in every school.
Yeah, but it was pretty light. But I still knew about, the...
You knew who the people were and all that shit. Though we don't know who started it, it may have been the president of the fraternity whose house we were at for two reasons. One, the three of us did shots in his room. Two, he's told me before while trying to hook up with me that he fantasizes about it because, like most guys, when they find out I'm bi, he thought proposing a threesome would be an instant panty dropper. There are other possibilities, of course. My ex-boyfriend or mistaken bystander, for example, but I won't bar you. In the end, I'm just trying to enjoy my senior year, but I will fuck a bitch up if I need to defend my reputation. Thank you very much. P.S. The president has the smallest dick I've ever seen. Oh, I'm not going to get into that. Listen, what do you think? She's got this rumor.
I mean, it's not true, right? That's what she's not saying. True. I mean, that sucks. I get that. But it's going to pass. Like, it's going to be like anyone who asks you, you tell them the truth if you want to. That's your business.
Yeah.
But like, for the most part, like, this is a college sex rumor. Like, mm-hmm. People are going to forget about it by next week.
It's
by the next party, they're going to be like, oh, did you hear so-and-so cheated on her boyfriend with this other guy? And it's going to be like...
And it's over. It's bigger.
It's not even that believable of a rumor anyway.
No. And we're all the star of our own movie, so yes. We think that, like, this is the biggest deal ever. I know. Usually the answer to these questions are hidden in the email. And I know what the problem here is. She writes... last night I found out there's gossip going around that I was in a threesome with my sorority sister at a frat party last weekend. She thinks it's funny, and on some level I do too, but it's still bothering me.
Right.
I think what happened was she laughed about it, they made a big joke about it, and then that only inflates the rumor.
Yes.
Because she's cool with it, so maybe there is a little truth to it.
Right.
Anything that's funny has an ounce of truth, so you're letting people, by even laughing at it and being like, oh yeah, we had a threesome and we sucked his dick and her dick and that. You know, even if you get in, if you play along with it, I think what happened was she played along with it, and then she got into the quiet moments of a Sunday evening.
Yep.
And she was like, oh fuck.
Right.
People might think that's true.
Yeah, and so, that's not a place you want to be.
No.
Like,
so the real advice is you want to put pressure on the wound. If someone comes to you and is like, oh, we had a threesome, girl, you're like, nah, that's not true.
Right.
Don't even give, like, the laughs. And this is the reason. When people text you, like, a lot of girls do this now where they'll just write something. They'll make a statement over text and then put LOL at the end to soften their harsh statement.
Mm-hmm.
That laughs only help soften blows for people. So if someone comes to me and be like, threesome girl, you'd be like, no, that didn't happen actually.
Right.
Now it's awkward, but people remember that awkward. They know that they're feeling it now.
Well,
they're feeling
it's
that
real, it's real authentic awkwardness because it didn't happen.
Exactly. So what I'm saying, like, if you laugh along with it, you're not letting this awkward moment happen where they're gonna feel it.
Totally.
If you get it awkward, they're like, oh, I don't like that feeling. I want to wash that away. I'm never gonna bring up that threesome again.
Right. Well, and I feel like whoever brought it up to her first, she was probably just trying to, like, laugh it off, like, oh, like, that's so ridiculous, like, trying not to be like the hard ass who's like,
yes,
that's not funny, you guys.
Yeah, you don't want to be that person where it's not funny, you guys. It's more that didn't happen.
Right.
And then no smile, no teeth.
Right. No
just
teeth.
Didn't happen. And now it's like, oh, let's move on.
Right.
You know, like, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. We got one more read for you because, listen, this podcast is popular, so people want to fucking talk about their products.
This is only proof of how big the show is
getting. Yeah, so you guys, this is why you tell a friend so we can get one main sponsor. That's when you know you've really made it.
Where we love these three, though.
Yeah, well, we love these three. Football's back. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being in the stadium for the biggest plays of the year. With SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the seats you want for a great value. SeatGeek has the best deals on every ticket in the house, wherever you want to sit, whether that's a 50-yard line, the club seats, or the upper level. Listen, if I'm a student or I'm an alumni... if I'm an alumni, especially you alumni, this is who I'm going to pitch this to, get SeatGeek on your phone. Because you're going to go back to college, and if you went to Tennessee, you're going to want to be at that fucking game that happened last weekend. That was a fucking amazing game, and you could have gotten it if you had SeatGeek. I have the app on my phone. It's easy to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere with just a few taps. I instantly find seats for this weekend or any week game this season. SeatGeek, you always get the best deal on tickets because they compare all the price for you on multiple sites. It's like Kayak for tickets. So prices can vary depending on where you shop. SeatGeek will always find you the lowest price. SeatGeek also wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see underpriced tickets and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by the 100% guarantee. Best of all, my listeners get $20 rebate for their first SeatGeek purchase. Boom. There's your deal. To get your $20 rebate, download the SeatGeek app. Go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, enter promo code JTRAIN. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first purchase. Download the SeatGeek app, enter promo code JTRAIN today. So get involved. You up text.
Mm.
Love a you up text.
I heard that you were the inventor.
Oh, I am the inventor of the
inventor. Is that just a rumor?
It's just a rumor.
Just a rumor.
See, I'll laugh at that because maybe there's some truth in it. The you up text. I love a you up text. Being single, getting that you up text, it's like finding a $20 bill in your jacket pocket.
Well, I think it just speaks to like the way we all kind of like live on our phones now.
Mm.
Because the you up text didn't exist before phones. Like,
it's
before
amazing.
Cell phones, I mean.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you're
yeah.
not going to call someone's house at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. You're pretty crazy
and
if you did.
Literally wake them up and then be like, hey, are you up?
Well, that's a...
are you
it's
up?
Maybe why it's easier to be single later into life. Now.
For sure, it
so
is.
It's made it easier. It's like, you know, I'm not... You're never really alone if your phone's at 50% battery.
No.
That's the scariest part of your phone running out of battery. You're like, oh, I will truly be
alone
on my own. I don't got my buddy, Mr. iPhone,
right.
in my pocket to make everything okay.
I was in a cab leaving the studio the other night, and it's literally like an 8-minute cab ride to my apartment, mm-hmm. and my phone died, and I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? What if I get an email? I got to answer somebody. It's like, you'll be home in 20
yeah.
seconds. I asked the cab driver if he had a charger, and he's like, yeah, I got one.
That's yeah, and I that's why I take Uber now like exclusively, because they right. all have chargers in there.
Yeah.
So I'm always using their charger, and then sometimes it doesn't work, and I'm like, oh my God, life is ruined right now.
Right, it's over.
I just think like the U of... The U-Up text allows so much for you. Let's read the email. Papa okay. JT, may your nuts be feathered and your natty lukewarm. So, sounds like...
That's our Thanksgiving blessing.
Yeah. May your nuts be feathered and your natty lukewarm. Enjoy this Thanksgiving feast. So, a quick question for you to show your wisdom on. I received a 2:30 a.m. hey text from a girl about 5 minutes after her and her friends went home from our post game, who happens to live in an off-campus house on the same street as me. Unfortunately, I did not realize this text until about 2 p.m. the following Sunday during the classic Sunday weirds. I'm also looking to make sure I get invited to this girl's sorority date party in 2 weeks with her if possible. I'm looking to smash, but ideally under the mask of alcohol because she's cute, but not looking for anything serious. That's a pretty honest statement right there. He's like, I just want us to be drunk enough that I could just never talk to her again.
Yeah.
I just want alcohol as a byline in this contract that says we were drunk.
But if she's texting you at 2 a.m.,
she gets it.
She may also be right there.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I think that's the ego of man.
Yeah.
When, you know, men just think like
I don't want anything serious. Like, you haven't even texted her back yet.
You haven't even gotten back to her. You're like, oh, man, marriage. I can't marry her.
Oh, God. There's so many guys that I've gone out with who, like, almost immediately, like, look, I don't want anything serious. I'm like, yeah, me neither. I don't even want to see you ever again.
Yeah.
Like, this one drink was really, really bad.
It's an amazing thing because I understand that guy you're talking about, me. You know, like in my mind, I'm like
oh, yeah. I just went on 40 first dates with J Train.
Yeah, that's just a bunch of J Trains. You're like, listen, I don't want anything serious.
I'm like, I know.
You should never say that to a girl because you're just taking away like all the, you know, the fun of getting to know someone is not knowing
right.
where this is going. That's the sexiness of it.
Right.
If you sit with a girl or a guy on a date and you're like, this is what I want, this is what I'm looking for. It kind of feels like you're just signing up for a gym contract.
It's too clinical.
Yeah.
It's just, even if you're like, oh, this is what I am looking for. No, no. There's no positive spin on it.
Yeah.
Now you're just bumming me out because I feel like you have a list.
Yeah, and I'm just a box to be checked.
Yeah.
You know, this person writes, also, I didn't realize, I would have made the move that night, but our post game only had 8 people and making a hard move would have probably been weird. Yes. I didn't realize. That's the thing. If you left my post game and you're like, yeah, this chick just texted me, I'm going to go try and fuck her, I'd be like, have fun. That's not weird at all.
Also, the way the way in which this guy has overthought this is truly incredible.
Well, this is every guy. This speaks to me.
I was going to say something, but then there was only 8 of us. I did a head count, and I thought, okay, I don't know how to do this without making it weird.
None of his animalistic tendencies took over. He was all just like science with this shit.
Yeah.
He wrote, also, I didn't realize she was down until the text. What's the move in making sure she doesn't feel weird for me not responding to a 2:30? Hey, I'm thinking it's probably as simple as having another post-game Friday. What is the timetable to convert now that she'd laid her cards on the table?
Oh, my God.
I love the fact that he's like, it's probably as simple as creating a whole party where she can just come to the party and I lure her back.
Look, I don't want to plan too much, but I think the best case scenario here is to move, have a housewarming party in 2 years,
yeah,
go to a different college. Like, what the hell are you
invite
doing?
Invite her through a friend and let the friend know that I'm into it, but I'm not really into it that much.
Right. Why doesn't he text her now?
Text her right now.
Like, literally, as you heard, like, text her back and be like, sorry, I just saw this.
Yeah. Well, the important thing with,
Am I crazy?
The you up text is either you either take make a move that moment, or it's responded to the next day with because you fell asleep. So there's two options.
Right.
You either make the move that moment or you text the next day. Here's what the you up text gives you. The best part about the you up text is now it is released. The door has been unlocked to being creepy.
Yep.
So she has said, you know, like if you're.
It's a subtle invitation to creep town.
To creep town. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, not to be like an aggressive person. I'm just saying everything, if a girl is unattracted to you, everything you do is creepy.
Yes.
If a girl's attracted to you, everything you do is hot. You go from creepy to hot. You know, like the line between.
I would just say less creepy.
Less creepy. But I'm saying she can rat. She's like, if she's into it.
Yeah.
Then all that shit that would have been creepy about you now is just like you giving her attention. You know, like
totally. Well, I also feel like you could do another move here where you just write back next time you're out, like with your friends, and you write back and you're like, hey, are you out tonight?
Yes.
And don't even acknowledge the fact that she texted you before.
Yeah.
And just be like, oh, hey, are you guys going out tonight? Like, where are you tonight? And make it just seem like you're now reaching out. And if she ever says, like, didn't you get my text the other night? Which she never will because that's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Then you could be like, oh, sorry, I never saw it.
Yeah.
I must have fallen asleep.
Just like the excuse for the boyfriend that's probably cheating on his girlfriend. Listen, you can explain any text. Any text can just be explained. I think the move, if you get a you up text and you don't respond until the next day, you make them feel super fucking comfortable. So it's like, hey, just saw this. Would have loved to have hung out. I'm really sorry I missed it.
Too bad, yeah.
Too bad. And that, so you go comfort and then sex. So it goes, you comfort her,
mm-hmm.
no problem, and then you get sexy. So it's like, hey, just saw this, sorry I missed out. That would have been fun.
Yep.
And then the next text is, like you're saying, now it's Friday night, you're getting to those 11:30 hours. Hey, are you out tonight?
Right.
Because what she's done with that you up text is, it's really like having, it's really like swiping right on someone you know on Tinder.
Yeah.
And having the match. It's like, right. Okay, we know there's a baseline of wetness.
Ew.
We're both a little wet, okay? Now I can start playing some moves. You know, we're playing in the same game now.
Yeah, I feel like that's just a normal reaction. Like, this kid is obviously overthinking it, and I think he just needs to follow the J Train patented equation.
Yeah.
Of what is it? Comfort.
Comfort
plus
sex.
Plus sex equals
wetness.
equals wetness.
We're both in the same amount of wetness.
That's the J Train patented line.
I'm gonna make that graph when I go home tonight.
J Train Podcast at gmail.com. Alyssa, thank you for coming on, answering the emails.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me.
Go follow Alyssa on Twitter at Alyssa Wolf with 2 F's. Go follow her, support her, super funny. This is great. We're gonna come right back with hypotheticals and the news. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? This is Rob Fox from the Inside TFM podcast. You can hear us every Thursday talk about all the dumb drunk shit we did and what's going on at TFM and our takes on just what's going on around colleges in the country. So subscribe to us on iTunes or you can catch us on the site every Thursday.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. Alyssa, thank you for answering the emails. Fantastic.
Yeah, so fun.
It's great to have you. At Alyssa Wolf with two Fs on Twitter. Go follow her, support her. Mansamp, thank you for coming on.
You know what? Happy to be here.
Good to have you. At Mansamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast, every Friday here on the Labs Network. Let's do a hypothetical. I like this one.
Okay.
Hey, Jew Bear.
First, wow. You're just going to let that one slide?
Coming strong. This is every email. First of all, sorry for the Holocaust. Okay.
That was a little. Is that every email?
Thought I should get that out of the way.
Also, dude, you need to put that in your email signature.
Yeah.
You don't lead with that.
No. That's a
that's a sign off.
Speak soon from blankety blank. Sorry for the Holocaust. Yeah,
And maybe hashtag it.
Yeah.
Send for my iPhone. Send for my semicolon. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that'd be a fun. This hypothetical has brought so many debates amongst the boys. Would you rather have your mom, your wife, or your daughter be a porn star? The rules are that, like many porn stars, most of them are probably 883, so they probably have shitty personalities. Oh, this is quite a sentence he wrote. You ready? listeners. Buckle up. I'm going to read you this sentence.
I'm very nervous.
The rules are like many porn stars. Most of them are probably 883, so they probably have shitty personalities, but great personal titties.
It's not even a good pun, you loser.
I know, and I'm far away from the computer, so I was like, have shitty personalities, but great personalities. Like, I was like, why is it the same thing? And then I looked closer. I was like, oh, personal titties. This is a poet.
Wow.
I would personally choose wife, but you take the risk that my strong medium would never satisfy her and that our kids might be those weird kids at school. Tough choice. What do you think? Well, I'm going to actually disagree with him on one thing. Their personalities. I went to the porn convention.
Of course you did.
I did. A bunch of years back. You can look up Frat Dude at porn convention.
It's the AVNs.
Yeah, AVN Awards. There's three different videos, so you can go check them out.
Oh, that's
But what I will say, all the porn stars, the ones that were like making money doing it,
right?
The coolest, they're like the coolest girl in your high school,
right?
You know, the girl that's
they're
like
nice girls.
They were nice. They were also
funny
businesswoman. They got it.
Well, Lisa Ann was here. She was great.
Oh, Lisa Ann came on the show. She was great. Yeah. So,
but I feel like every interview I see with the majority of these women, solid, like articulate.
They know it.
Clever,
They get what they're doing, and they've also been like, it's almost like they're pro athletes at making you feel like you are number one. Like,
well, that's their whole brand, right? To make themselves seem believable.
And believable, and make it seem believable that you could be with them.
Right.
Because it wasn't the porn awards, it wasn't the porn stars that weirded me out, it was the fans.
Oh, the fans are
so it's
terrifying.
Like, yeah, it's like who would go to these, but they make those fans feel like $1 million. And
right.
Like, you get why they, there was one guy, I remember we have him on video. He's like, I'm here to see so-and-so. And we're like, how many, he'd been coming his whole, like for 10 years.
Right.
And it's like, I get that. So what do we think?
So it's mom, wife, or daughter?
Yes.
And who would you most rather?
Who would you rather be a porn star of all of those three?
Oh, I think mom.
Mom?
Yeah, because with your mom, first of all, like, there's no sexual relationship with your own mother, mm-hmm. right? Like, maybe you're talking about stuff, which if your mom was a porn star, she's going to be super honest with you. She's mm-hmm. going to be like probably really open about it because you're not going to hide your whole career
totally
from your kid.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have that sort of, I don't know, discomfort. Well, you're not in bed with your mother is my point. So you're not like, oh, like, I don't see my mother as a sexual being.
No.
But we can still talk about sex.
And it also put food on the table.
And also, yeah, she's probably making good money.
Yeah. And like, oh, my whole life was made possible.
Right.
By the boners of creepy dudes.
Versus, you know, like, your wife.
You know, because it's normalized. Yeah. You know, like, what do you think?
I'm going to say daughter just because it's the weirdest answer, probably. But like you're saying, it's like if they know what the business is, like if they're consciously getting into it, you can make money, you can be safe, it's fine. Like,
I'm with the mom for that reason. Okay. I think if your mom was the porn star, it's normalized. That's just the family business.
Right.
You know, like it's like your parents. It's kind of like if your parents were in the mob.
Right.
You know, you'd be like, yeah, that's just what they do.
Just fine, yeah.
That's why we have this mansion.
My dad's an assassin. Like, yeah. I'm not freaked out by it.
Not freaked out because it's my dad. You know, so it's like, you know, whatever they did becomes normal to you.
Totally.
And it maybe
I would actually say any of those situations are fine except for your wife. That would be the weirdest one for me.
Wife would be the weirdest. The daughter...
Daughter would be harder if you're a guy, I guess. But I, like, I still feel like if my kid was, like, entering into it willingly... Like, she wasn't, you know.
I was with someone yesterday. We were actually talking about, we were at a bar, and this guy was, like, looking through the window at the TV. And the friend that I was with was like, oh, man, it looks like a dad that just discovered his daughter was a porn star and is, like, looking through the window. And I was like, that'd be, and we were just talking about how funny it'd be if, like, what if your daughter's the best porn star?
Right.
You know, like, what if she's the best stripper? You're like, Listen, I gotta be. This is maybe at least she's the best.
Well, that's a factor in the whole thing too, because it's like I'm gonna look at porn. Who would you rather not see on that screen occasionally? You know?
Yeah.
That's true.
So, if you have a hypothetical, we got a few more, but we'll do them on the next one because we're gonna do some news.
Yep.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do some news.
So we got this. We'll do two that we got sent to us on Twitter over the last week or so. I've been saving them. Clanahan81 on Twitter sent us an article. It says Clemson University bans Harambe memes for promoting racism and rape culture.
Yeah, this seems like one of those things that you're like, have you been seeing all the Harambe shit?
Yeah, I have one quick thing to say about it.
Sure.
And that's when I was watching TV with my sister, who is 26.
Yeah.
We're sitting there and I showed her a Harambe meme that I thought was particularly funny. And she's sitting there and she's like, wait, but like, who is Harambe?
Like, she didn't even know.
No.
Like, she thought it was a person.
She thought it was a character on Game of Thrones. It's literally my favorite response to anything. Like, she just missed the whole news item, you know?
Like, when you're outside of it, you're way outside.
Oh, yeah, because you're not going to catch up on that, you know?
No, what do you care?
Yeah.
I just think it's funny to me that they're connected. Like, I think it's one of two things. I think the Harambe memes... You're an inch away from saying something horribly racist.
Right.
If the way this came out is one guy went to a party and started making black jokes via the Harambe meme, then I'm agreeing with it. You're fucking wrong. You're way off. If you're making this, if you're trying to pull this into your protest, where you're like, well, that could be about my group, so let's just bring it in so it brings more, you know, like, I don't know these things anymore. Like, this is, again, another situation where it's the people who want PC and the people who hate PC. You know, you don't know which one I hate more. The one that the guy who says hateful things under the guise of, like, everyone's so politically correct.
Right.
Or
freedom of speech.
The person that's being too politically... I don't know who it is in this situation.
I feel like coming out against it, then you're just encouraging people to do it,
right?
Like... If you just kind of ignored it, then...
The whole thing started because people were so bent out of shape about a gorilla getting shot to save a kid.
Right.
And they're being made fun of via this Harambe, you know, meme thing to, like, say, like, oh, okay, you freaked out a little bit too much because you're... You know, we talked about this last episode or a couple episodes ago. It was just like... To me, the Harambe joke is lazy because you're not really offending anybody.
No.
You know, no one really freaked out that much. This is why, again, I'll bring it back to this. Cecil the Lion was the original Harambe.
Yeah, no, but I actually disagree with you. People freaked out about Harambe. People were like, they were blaming the zoo. They blamed the mother. Mm. I mean, they freaked out.
Yeah,
and there was a tinge of racism. In some cases, more than a tinge of racism, because it was like, well, it was a black kid that fell into the thing.
Right.
And so people are like, why'd you kill the gorilla? But it's like, if it was like a little white kid that fell in, there might be a different reaction to that.
The people do. I don't know. It's just, there's this whole
And blaming the mom. Like,
the mom,
she must have been on drugs or something. You know, it's like, that's a fucking racist.
Well, that's the other thing. This whole Harambe thing is so... It's almost like you're wading through this foggy thing where you're not sure what people are talking about.
Right.
Like, who are we making fun of? Are we making fun of the mom? Are we making fun of the gorilla? Are we making fun of the person who shot? Are we making this about race issues? Like, I don't even know. The joke has gotten so huge
Well, it's,
that
it's,
people use it for their own platform.
it's sort of like it's morphed, because like the one that I'm sure they're talking about that it's like sort of morphed into is the Dicks Out for Harambe.
Yeah.
Have you seen that one?
I've heard of this.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, well now it's like a call to action for no reason.
Now I'm seeing some random dude's dick because of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now
and
it's
then,
assault.
Right. So then I get that. So then you can't show up to class. I mean, if there's a Clemson student doing this, like, dear God. But you can't show up to class and be like, I'm making a political statement by doing what the meme told me to do.
Yeah,
you're out of here.
And also, it only takes one fucking person. And so that's why I can't blame Clemson if it's because of one person being the biggest idiot. So, like, a joke like this where the joke can get away from you and become hateful and horrible very quickly, I get it. But I also, you know, so it's, I think we're doing too much blaming the people that are like saying, listen, we got to do away with this fucking Harambe joke. It's getting out of control. And not enough being like, dude, you're not funny.
Right.
You know, like,
well, like you're saying, it's like the whole thing gets so big, you don't even understand what the point of it is anymore. Yeah. It's like, so the school administrator is just like, oh, I don't even fucking know what they're doing with this Harambe thing. Let's just not do it.
The more
it's
we see it. Yeah. And then the problem is it gets attached to like, what are the words that were used?
Rape culture.
Racism. Is they just take these grenade words and they throw them in there like, yeah, make it about rape. You know, it's like, then you can't disagree.
Right.
You know, do we have another story?
Yeah, we'll just do one more. So this was sent to us by Tal Postal on Twitter. Penn State freshman goes viral after hanging up roommate's subtweets in their dorm, which is like a whole story now. But
I heard about this, and they actually attached the girl's Twitter handle. I'd invite her to call into the show. We'll talk it out.
For sure.
I would love to talk it out with her, but that's a power move.
The girl the girl who printed it or the girl who subtweeted?
The girl who printed it.
Oh.
Oh, you think the subtweeter is the power move?
I think they're both pretty funny. I mean, if you're going to subtweet someone that much, whoa.
Then you want them to know about it.
Well, then you're getting after it, right? That's an aggressive... It's a passive-aggressive thing to do, but it's kind of...
I'm always on the team of aggressive-aggressive, not passive-aggressive.
But
I'm
then always printing them out, go for it. It's your right to print them out.
Yeah.
She's talking about you.
No, this is why I like her. This is why I think her move is like... Listen, her move is the more healthy move. Her move is...
Let's talk about your problems.
Yep. I'm going to fucking talk to you about it. If you got a problem with me, don't go to the fucking Twitter to your 10 followers.
Right.
Like, I'm here. I'm your roommate. What the fuck are you saying here?
It also really reminds me of, like, you ever go to text your friend to, like, talk some shit about your other friend, and then you send it to that friend?
To the friend you're talking
shit
about?
That's what it reminds me of, where you're like, oh, man, I didn't, like, I just said some crappy things about you on Twitter. I didn't want to, like, have a whole discussion.
Yeah. I thought we were going to handle this... like normal people behind each other's backs.
I'm like, I thought we were going to dig a hole and throw it all in there, not like talk about it.
I mean, I've had this situation where like I'm the type where I'm like, no, this is crazy. Like, I told the story on this podcast before. We used to have this thing at the end of like pledging, at every week in pledging, you'd have this meeting and you got to do your like I. So you got like the baton and you could like say whatever you want and no one could interrupt. So everyone got a chance to like say their piece every week.
It's a talking stick.
A talking stick, basically. And I remember this guy got up who ended up quitting and he was like, I think we should clean faster. We're not cleaning fast enough. We're getting lazy with the cleaning. And I knew he was talking about me. Like there's only 11 people there. And I was like, okay. And I literally in the middle of him being like, we got to clean fast. We got to clean better. I'm going, no. No, shut the fuck up. I'm not gonna clean faster. I go, I don't care. And then he goes, okay, proud to be a beta. Like sat down. But I'm like, to me, like that's the girl posting it, be like, no, you're an idiot. Fuck off.
Yeah. It's
just nice to have Penn State in the news for something other than child rape.
Yeah.
Well,
for once, one week without it.
Compared
it's
to
really
that,
nice.
This almost seems positive.
It does. It's Penn State. We are. So, Man Samp, thank you for bringing the news.
Anytime, man.
At Man Samp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson, every Friday here on the Stand Up New York Labs Network. Alyssa Wolf, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Fantastic.
This was great.
Great to have you on. I'm so happy you came. At Alyssa Wolf with two Fs on Twitter. Go find her support. So funny. So good. Go get involved. I'll read one shout out before we end. Dearest Train, during the Great American Challenge with the boys, I sent you a Snapchat of my friend taking a shit and then us crushing some natties for the boneyard. Please send my self-proclaimed hottest dude in my friend group all shits, zero tits, and a plethora of dick at Lucas CC, so LUCASCC. Boneyard, he writes. Thank you for sending that in. That's our show. I'm Jared Fried. We are here every Tuesday and Friday. You can find me on all platforms at JTrain56. We will be back next episode. Boom!
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom!